rest, stop button, alt plus S.
So we just found an alternative to BT Sync because I think the central server went down, and it's awesome. That's all I'm gonna say.
Do you have Skype going through there?
Yeah, it's recording my loopback as well as it's recording everything basically.
Yeah, and so we should probably kind of explain for those of you who don't know. Basically, what appears to have happened is one day I went into BT Sync and I was syncing stuff between a couple of my own computers, but basically, for some weird reason, peers are no longer showing up, or devices, if you will. I initially thought it was something with Windows 10, but then other people are telling me that they've had the same problem. So, I'm not sure what's going on there. See, like, when I think of it that way, like, I don't know if this is a recent thing. Do you think this is a recent... I don't know if it's a recent thing, because it worked just a couple days ago. But, like, last week.
Yeah, but remember when you said the DeckTalk archive folder was only syncing with your devices at one point?
Yeah, but I think about it, why am I still able to sync between my home computer and my laptop when I was at college? But maybe it was just happening at different times.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but anyway, we've confirmed that my XP computer is having issues with this too. I tried to sync a folder. I tried it on a VM. That was having a bunch of issues. And basically, I think that we found a solution, and it's an open source thing. It's called Sync Thing. So if you want to say some stuff, I just wanted to kind of give the background of why we're...
Well, we're... I'm currently syncing a folder between myself and Brandon, and let's see how much...
Basically, what you'll notice is we're... his system is represented by eSpeak, I think.
Yeah, and you're using Microsoft David.
Yep, I'm using the Zappy David voice and the latest Windows 10 Insiders build. Just generally pretty good, level, I guess.
Button expand table with column 2
link 2.08
Download rate.
But
download rate is currently 2.87 kilobytes per second.
Kilobytes per second?
Download rate.
Download rate row 1 column 2 link
3.86. Dude, how is that 2. Whatever kilobytes a second? That's horribly slow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me look. Hold on. Let me see what's going on.
Brandon desktop sync thing.
Okay.
Button collapsed heading level 4 default folder. Button expanded heading level 4 syncing. Button expanded heading level 4. 74%.
Whoa!
391 miles beat.
Wow.
70.
Button expanded heading level 4J. Table with 8 rows and 2 columns. Row 1 column 1 folder ID. Row 2 folder path. Row 3 global state. Row 4 local state. Row 5 out of sync items. Row 6 shared with. Row 3 global state. Row 2 folder path. Row 3 global state. Column 2 6505 456 1.53 GIB. Folder ID. Row 4 local state. Row 5 out of sync items. Row 4 column 2 6393 456 1.15 GIB. Fold row 6 shared with. Row 7 last scan. Row 8 latest change. Column 2 updated recheck.io. Folder ID edge of table.
So we can go from the top of the page.
Out of table
here.
Navigation land list link help.
This whole thing is a web UI.
Out of table.
Yeah, and I just went to the top of the page as well.
Date list with three items.
If you want to explain the web UI.
So it's basically a web UI instead of like a regular Windows GUI, and it's actually more accessible because you could just use your screen reader's navigation keys instead of.
Yep.
Like tab and well, you still use tab and shift tab and
link help,
and it's pretty accessible. I'm just on the top of the page looking
collapsed
through the
link
first
actions.
Part of it.
Out of list folder region head button collapse button collapse button expanded head level 4 up.
There is a little bit of setup, but you don't actually install this. It's just portable. It's also majorly cross-platform.
Yeah,
cross PC, phone, Linux, Android,
and whatnot.
Yeah, like QR code. Like, it lets you use a QR code as well.
PC, phone, Linux,
table,
I don't know,
column
was Mac
2 in KHP5, Pro 2, column 1, folder path.
Yeah.
Column 2, Pro 3, column 1,
okay.
Global state. Column 2, 6,005,
yeah, so
Pro 4, column 1, local state.
It's open source, too, like I said. Do you want to explain the UI, like, kind of what, where a lot of the things are and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I'm right now going through, like, the shared with...
Column 2, random desktop.
Yeah, I misspelled desktop there, but, oh well.
Row 6, column 1, last scan.
Last scan.
Column 2, 2070.
So I'm basically going through all the...
Out of table button, pause button, rescan button.
There's pause, rescan.
Button, pause, all button, rescan,
under
all
the
button,
actions
folder.
Menu, you also have a couple of things.
Devices, region,
so I like,
level,
it's like a...
device.
I call it like an expandable...
Like, menu button.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And then under that,
pause button. Shared, no previous, but heading,
so you want to go into the settings and see what's in there?
Link help.
Yeah.
Link out of navigation. Collapsed link actions.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to...
Speech is going through there, right? Because I can't hear that.
Yeah,
over
let me actually...
Colon,
share
virtual record, colon, Skype, train, Skype, data, seek, vertical,
yeah, there you
Skype,
go.
Contact, random,
that
random
way I don't like
Skype, my contact active call.
Info
check type random new and participate. Chat share systems and Skype data piece data link
there
help. Collapse link actions expanded. List with 6 items visit and link settings.
Settings. I have it.
Visit
well,
and link show ID.
And the show ID, because this thing actually uses your computer's ID. And a folder key, so it's kind of, you get an extra layer of security, basically. And
this is completely peer-to-peer. There is nothing, like...
There's no centralized server.
I mean, it can do, like, relay things, but as far as I'm aware... And this version was made in 2017, and the next version is out in about 2 days.
Yeah, so...
so...
Visit and link shutdown.
What was that?
Visit and link shutdown.
Shutdown, which, I mean, it would. I think it would just close it, but I'm not going to do that.
Visit and link restart.
Restart.
Visit and link about. Visit and link advanced.
Advanced.
Out of list folders region heading level 3 folders. Button collapsed heading level 4 unshared. Button collapsed heading level 4 default folder. Button expanded heading level 4 up to date. Button expanded heading level 4 Jake
yeah,
and Brandon.
So- as you can tell, as you can hear from that, you do get a default folder, which you can share with people. However, we just decided to keep our original BT sync sort of structure and continue from there. So, that is why we did not share default folders.
Yeah.
Now, another thing to note is folders are scanned every 60 seconds for changes, so it can take a little bit. You can change that in the settings. Were you in the settings page or just actions?
I was just in actions.
Okay, yeah, if you go into settings, I think you can change that.
Yeah, let me see.
There's a way to get down. Visit and link, show like visit and link settings. Out of list, click and form landmark, clickable device name. Edit has auto complete data jack PC. Clickable sync protocol listen addresses link help. Edit has auto complete default. Clickable incoming rate limit, KB/S. Spin button edit 0. Clickable outgoing rate limit, KB/S. Spin button edit 0. Clickable checkbox checked. Enable MAT traversal.
I'm not sure what that does.
Clickable checkbox checked. Local discovery. Clickable checkbox checked. Global discovery. Clickable checkbox checked. Enable relaying. Clickable global discovery servers. Edit has auto complete default. Clickable minimum free disk space. Blank. Spin button required edit 1. Combo box collapsed percent. This setting controls the free space required on the home, i.e., index database disk. Clickable GUI listen address link help. Edit has auto complete 127.0.0.1:8384. Clickable
oh, it's a loopback.
Yeah, I think so.
Clickable GUI authentication user. Edit has auto. Clickable GUI authentication password. Clickable checkbox not checked. Use HTTPS for GUI. Clickable checkbox check. Start browser. Automatic upgrades link help. Combo box collapsed. Stable releases only. Clickable checkbox not checked. Anonymous
oh.
usage
oh.
reporting. Visit and link preview.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Separator API key. Clickable div chaos 7R4 F button generate. GUI theme. Combo box collapsed default. F button save button close. For button space S. Close button. Map link Twitter. Link Twitter. Out of list navigation landmark data.
So that's basically what the settings are, so I'm not going to change anything in there, so.
And now it should be up to date, hopefully. Let me look on my side.
Collapsed link actions. Out of list folders, unshared medium, unshared default fold, up to date, Jake heading level 4 button.
Up to date!
Wow!
Collapsed.
So now I'm going to put in. Oh boy.
I was wondering, since this public folder. I wonder if there's a way to make a read-only secret, like a read-only. I mean, if we're gonna.
Right.
If we want to share this with other people.
Well, the original etsync public folder was actually just a read-write. I never bothered to give them read-only.
Discussions, Angel Productions. Hi. Can someone send to me the ultra-locuance thing, please? Alert.
Yeah, part of this like tech discussions thing, and it's yeah.
Let me actually look at the. See, actually, okay. So the interesting thing is that if you change a folder's attributes, the read-only state will be preserved when it syncs. So that would traditionally mean that you would mark the folder as read-only, and then if you wanted to make a change, you could unmark it, make the change, and then mark it back as read-only.
Oh, like in the Windows folder properties? That
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does not transfer over the hidden status, but it will transfer over the read-only status, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So let me try to think of a file I can throw in there.
In the public folder?
No, in our folder, so I can see how this syncing thing works. So, let me actually see. You also get a terminal output window so that you can. I'll show that to you.
Syncthing.exe1 running window button submenu. C. Syncthing. R for 100 zeros. Y was ERN 17 hours, 1 minute and 13 seconds info. Folder cap edge P5 DTT isn't making progress. R for 1 minute zeros. Y syncing. Mandalaker.v Spears, who had this file, went away. Or the file has changed while S.
So that is weird, because this is showing like what looks like error messages, but if you just look at the GUI.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check the folder now, and I should have access to everything. In fact, I'm going to make a test file, so I'm going to go into.
Run dialog, type the name of a program.
Just, what am I going to go into? We'll try.
Like Notepad or something.
Desktop list. Pane. Document 1 Word. Document 1. Microsoft Word document edit multi-line. Page 1 section 1 blank.
I'm trying to use on my computer to sync this file to Jake.
Toolbar. Sync thing. SYNCTHING. Spelling. Not in dictionary. Grouping. Original sentence edit read only. Read original sentence button. Read original sentence. If text is selected, the selection will be read. Suggestions grouping. Syncing, similar to, no reference information split button collapsed. Sync thing, no reference information. Left. Cap S, Y, N, C, space, T, H, I, N, G, comma, other actions grouping. Add to dictionary button A, ignore once button I. Microsoft Word dialog spelling and grammar check is complete. OK button, document 1 word. Microsoft Word dialog. Microsoft Word dialog, want to save your changes to document 1? If you click don't, Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word, save button, alt, save, press. Save as dialog file name, file. Save as type, rich text format, save fields tree view, metadata row grouping, meta toolbar, tools, save, cancel button, up band toolbar, toolbar. Up to this PC, address, documents toolbar, cert, command mod, tree view. Desktop, 3D objects collapse, level 1 is PC expanded, level 2 3D of disk, doc, down, music collapse, pictures, videos, blind people can't, send an USB, D, collapse, doc, disk, 3, level 1, OneDrive, Dropbox, level 0, Microsoft, level 1, Word, raise 9 of 9, Win, C, number 6, pick, documents, and Dropbox, downloads, desktop, level 0, quick.
Where is it?
Level, download, Dropbox,
personal folder.
Documents, pictures, see number 6 of 9, level 1. System 32.7, Windows 10 Home 8, Word Race 9 of 9, level 0, Microsoft Word collapse 2 of 3, level 1, Dropbox collapse, OneDrive collapse, this piece, level 2, left collapse, set in USB, network collapse 5 of, set in USB, D, date mod, file.
I think it's in your user folder under sync.
Abandoned address, documents
toolbar. I'm looking for to get to my user folder. Oh, here's the split button. Wait, can't I?
Search, address, documents toolbar. All locations split button.
I thought there was a...
All locations. Search box, edit search documents. Address, address combo box collapsed. Address, documents toolbar. All...
Wait,
address, documents toolbar, taskbar.
Yeah, I just go to this PC, users, and then the username is a lot quicker that way.
Yeah. Word 2000.
You can.
Save as the up and toolbar. Address.
But there was a... There used to be a drop down.
Address, document.
That would, let you
address,
change that. See users, Brandon.
Address, command tree view. Level 1 set in USB, D. Items view list. Dot cache not select, selected. Micro, dot, 3D object, app data row 1. Dot, Microsoft Edge backups row 2. Dot, con, dip, dot, dip, drop. Microsoft Music, one drop, pick, save game, searches, sync row 2 column. Items view list. Date mod, dot, stole, Jake 2 of 2. Items view list. Dots folder not select. Names, file name, test document.rtf. Save as type. Save fields tree view.
Oh, dot st folder.
Metadata row.
Oh, wow.
Tools toolbar. Save button alt plus s.
Okay.
Press. Pane. C. Sync thing Windows AMD 64v0.14.38 sync thing.exe terminal. Blank. R for 1 minute zeros. YYZR and 17 hours 1 minute and 13 seconds info. Folder FHP5DTT isn't making progress. Pausing pool. Insane. We'll retry later, right brace. Mandalaker.v Spears who had this file, by the way, for the file has while s.
So now we're going to wait for a little bit. So this is what we're saying. It can take a little bit before you get it.
Yeah, because of the time it scans and then it will sync anything new.
Let me actually see. It might actually let me read this output if I just stay in the window. Let's see.
Insane. YYZR and 17 hours, 1 minute and 13 seconds info. Folder CatHP5DTT isn't making progress. Pausing pool. R for 1 minute zeros. Blank. Bottom. Blank.
Okay. Why don't you see...
Brand of time, C colon backslash virt, name split, but virtual record, data jet, run, D, desktop, D colon backslash, items view list, audio S, sync thing wind, items view list, S, audio J, J, items view list, dot ST fo.
And you called it, what did you call it? Test something?
Yeah.
Toast, utility, team top, test 130, test document.rtf1, test doc, this is a test. I am trying to use sync thing on my computer to sync this file to Jake. Decoder backslash Jake.
Yeah,
and
you got it.
Yeah.
And if we look at the latest change in the UI.
Gold start button. Running sync thing. Internet Explorer. Text switcher list. Brandon desk. Brandon desk. Unshared default fold. Up to date Jake heading level 4 button collapse. Devices region is device heading level 3. Brandon desktop heading level 4 button. Remote devices heading level 3. Button collapse heading level 4 up to date. Expand. Button expanded heading level 4 data Jake PC. Table with 5 rows and 2 columns. Row 1 column 1 download rate. Row 2 upload rate. Row 3 address. Row 4 version. Row 5 folders. Edge of table.
That's not what I wanted.
Out of table. Devices region table. Download rate. Out of table button expanded heading level 4 Brandon desktop. Table with 9 rows, row 2 upload rate, row 3 locals, row 4 RAM, row 5 CPU, row 6 listeners, row 7 discovery, row 8 uptime, row 9 version, edge of table, column, out of table heading level 3 remote devices, navigation, list with 3 link help, out of list folders, unshared media, unshared default, up to date Jake heading, expanded, button expanded, table with 7 rows and row 2 folder path, row 3 global state, row 4 local state, row 5 shared with, row 6 last scan, row 7 latest change, row column 2 2017 10-08 17 hours 12 minutes 5:12 p.m.
Yep.
Folder ID column 1 last scan, edge of table, row 7 latest change, column 2 updated background.wav, edge of table, Updated background.
Wait,
dot wave.
What? Why does it say background?
I don't know. I don't even remember what that file is. Something. I'm curious what it is.
I better review the better IDs beeper BGT dot sync account counter version 2 forum.
Oh, it's probably in a subfolder somewhere.
Scan counter off. For devices region level 3 this device. Button expanded heading level 4 Brandon desktop.
But obviously that did sync.
Yeah.
So as far as the setup process, if you close the
Brandon Disk
GUI
Internet Explorer dialog, do you want close all tabs? Unknown.
You can still sync stuff. For instance,
run dialog.
I'm going to type http://localhost:8384.
Disk http://. Brandon Desktop Syncing Internet Explorer. Red Spot Beta Group Reisman.
See?
Yeah.
That is how. That's how that works. And if you close the terminal thing, it will terminate the connection between the devices.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's no way to, that I can see, have this automatically start.
Brandon Desktop. List with 3 items collapsed link English. Help link. Actions collapsed link. Expanded.
Yeah, because it's portable.
List with 6 items settings visited link. Show ID visited link. Shutdown visited link. Restart visited link. About visited link. Advanced visited link.
Oh, what's in advanced?
Advanced configuration heading level 4, be careful. Incorrect configuration may damage your folder contents and render sync thing inoperable. Heading level 4 advanced configuration. Be careful. Incorrect configuration may damage your folder contents and render sync thing inoperable. Red spot tab expanded heading level 4 GUI. GUI address.
Ooh.
Form landmark address. Edit 127.0.0.1:8384. GUI address API key. Edit Q7Is QFN RoCZCRIVNAWRW.WA. GUI address API. Debugging. Checkbox not checked. Enabled. Checkbox checked. Insecure admin access. Checkbox not checked. Insecure skip host check. Checkbox not checked. Password. Edit. GUI address API key debugging enabled. Insecure admin access. Insecure skip host check. Password theme use TLS user options. Theme. Edit default. Use TLS. Checkbox not checked. User. Edit. GUI address API. Tab collapsed heading level 4 options. Options. Tab collapsed. Options edit focused. Tab collapsed heading level. Tab collapsed heading level 4 folder default folder. Tab.
Ah, how do I expand this?
I don't know.
Options. Folder default folder. Default. Options tab collapsed selected. Options edit. Jason Brasher went offline alert. Tab collapsed heading level 4 folder default folder. Out of heading out of tab. Tab collapsed heading level 4. S. Options tab collapsed selected. Options edit. Form landmark edit. User. Edit. Tab collapsed heading.
Let me see. Options tab.
Tab collapsed heading. Tab collapsed heading level 4 folder Jake. Tab collapsed heading level 4 device Brandon desktop. Tab collapsed heading level 4 device data Jake PC. Button save. Button close. Button close.
Okay, I'm gonna temporarily disable
screen
my...
Include automatic focus mode for focus. Automatic, not checked. Brandon, button save. Tab collapsed heading tab collapsed heading level 4 folder Jake. Tab collapsed heading level 4 folder tab collapsed heading level 4 options. Tab collapsed heading level 4 options. Activate. Tab collapsed heading level 4 options.
How do you expand this?
Tab collapsed heading level 4 options. GUI property page. Address API key. Options tab collapsed selected. Global announcer. Global announcer. Default folder. Cache ignored. Auto upgrade. Always local nets check. Edit.
Selected. Yeah.
Use. Selected. Accept. Slide tab expands.
Where do you want to test? When I'm, I don't know when we're done doing this podcast,
GUI,
but
slide tab expanded selected.
Yeah, we're recording and basically, I'm not sure when I want to do it, but.
Announcer. KCP options folder default options tab collapse.
How do you expand folder default this?
Options tab collapse selected.
There has to be a way.
Activate. Options tab expanded.
Oh, selected. I got it. Okay.
Options edit.
So if you're in advanced and you want to expand the tabs, with NVDA, your best course of action is to move to it with like tab and stuff, and then you're gonna just hit the NVDA key plus enter, NVDA key with enter, to activate it when you're in focus mode, and that will expand it.
Okay.
So now if we go to options, have you been in this part?
No, I haven't.
Options property page expanded. Always local nets auto upgrade interval H cache ignored files default folder path default KCP enabled global announce servers KCP congest always local nets edit focused. Blank. Auto upgrade interval H edit. Selected 12. Cache ignored files checkbox not checked. Default folder path edit. Selected. Tilde. Blank. Default KCP enabled checkbox not checked. Global announce enabled checkbox checked. Global announce servers edit. Selected default. KCP congestion control checkbox checked. KCP fast resend checkbox not checked. KCP no delay checkbox. KCP receive window size edit. KCP send window size edit. KCP update interval MS edit. Keep temporaries H edit.
Joseph Collins selected. Edge Leo Jake alert.
So
keep temporaries H edit. Selected 24.
Keep temporary files. It's going to keep those for 24 hours.
Limit bandwidth in LAN checkbox not checked.
Limit bandwidth in LAN.
Listen addresses edit. Selected default. Local announce enable checkbox checked. Local announce MC address edit. Local announce port edit. Max read KBPS edit. Selected 0. Max send KBPS edit. NAT enable checkbox checked. NAT lease minutes edit. Selected 60. NAT renewal minutes edit. Selected 30. NAT timeout seconds edit. Selected 10. Override remote device names on connect checkbox not checked. Progress update interval S edit. Selected 5. Reconnection interval S edit. Selected 60. Relay reconnect interval M edit. Relays enabled. Releases URL edit. Selected HTTPS. / upgrades.syncthing.net / meta.json.
Oh man.
Restart on wake up checkbox checked. Start browser checkbox checked. Stun keep alive seconds edit. Stun servers edit. Temp index min blocks edit. Traffic class edit. Unact notification IDs edit. Blank.
Yeah, because I don't really mess with any of these things.
Checkbox
but...
not checked. For accepted edit. Upgrade to pre-releases checkbox not checked.
Oh, you can have it give you pre. Wow. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You can choose the level of upgrades you want.
Door accepted edit. Selected 0. Door initial delay S edit. Door post Jason insecurely checkbox not checked. Edit. Door unique ID edit. Weak hash selection method edit. Folder default folder. Folder Jake. Cathedge P5DT. Device brand and desktop tab collapse selected. Device folder Jake. Activate. Folder Jake. Cathedge P5DTT. Property page expanded. Auto normalize copiers devices edit. Checkbox check. Edit. Always local nets edit. Auto upgrade inter cache ignored default folder default KCP enabled edit. Keep limit bandwidth. Local announce port edit. Max edit. Divide the save button. Close button. Address and search using Bing edit alt plus D.
Yep. So
Brandon desk. GU options tab collapse selected. Folder default folder. Default. Tab collapse selected. Folder Jake. Cathedge P5DTT. Tab expanded selected. Save button. Close button.
There we go.
Blank.
Navigation. I just closed the advanced page.
Link help. Collapsed link actions. Out of list folders unshared. Medium blacks button collapsed. Heading level 4 unshared. Up to date Jake heading level 4 button collapsed.
Oh, I was tempted to sync you in ISO.
Oh. Which ISO?
Find it. Hang on.
See. Sync thing Windows AMC, Brandon desktop sync thing, running application, internet, sync thing, BitTorrent, file explorer for BitTorrent sync one running window button submenu.
Really?
BitTorrent sync 1.3, connect mobile button.
Oh.
User, Bluetooth, BitTorrent
sync. No longer like that application.
Exit X, BitTorrent sync, log, are you sure? Yes.
Sorry, did it do that weird thing?
Yep, it just went silent. You went silent. I think it does, like, it kills your internet temporarily or something. I don't know what it does. It's weird.
Okay. Jinx. Anyway.
Okay. Wait.
Help link. Brandon Tyson.
So David Jake. Skype. File Explorer Windows. Man, this is the best Windows I've ever had open.
Yeah, and your audio stopped sharing. Did mine stop
Brandon
sharing?
Brandon Tyson. Brandon Tyson. And party.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this is like interesting.
Here.
Space and part. And
I'll
files.
Share my thing again.
Show dial.
Wait, was I even sharing it initially? Yeah, I probably was. Hold
no,
on.
You were actually. It was going through your speakers.
Stop sharing system and part space.
But you could still hear it, right?
System sound and participants.
Yeah, and I just re-enabled my sharing.
All right, let me do that.
Up menu, add participants.
How's that?
That's good.
End call button. Chat content list. From Jake Gross, CatHedgeP5DTT.
Okay. So as we can see, sync thing works well, so I'm going to send him a file now, a really big file, running so that I can show you sync progress.
Internet Explorer 1 running, Skype 6 running Windows menu, File Explorer 4 running Windows, Task Switcher list. Sync. Sync thing Windows AMD 64v0.14.38.zip. Sync thing Windows AMD 64. Doc Writer. Sync. Doc Writer. Doc Writer window. Items view list. Items view list. Brandon. Tracing row. Sync row 3. Music row. Mic. Fave. Drop. Downloads. Documents row 1 column 66 of 23. Documents. Win 8 sounds. Windows 10. Items view list. Windows 10 home 64 bit. TH2 release. Dot ISO not selected 1 of 1. Selected.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you could send that.
This file.
Date. Type. Size edit 3,583,616 KB. Read only row 1 size column 4.
Translate that into, you know
I
what that is?
I think it's like 3.5 gigs.
Yep. It's big. So we're going to go task
running
bar.
Internet Explorer. Skype 6. File Explorer 4. Task switcher list. Windows. Sync thing. Windows 8. Sync thing. Sync.
Oops. Is this the right?
Sync window. Recent locations button. Up band to address. Tree view. Name split. Status bar. Personal 9 of 11.
No, it's not. Oh, shoot.
Items view list. Personal.
It's a good thing I caught.
Location is not available. Dialog C. Users Brandon download sync personal Dropbox content is unavailable. If the location is on this PC, make sure the device or drive is connected or the disk is inserted, and then try again. If the location is on a network, make sure you're connected to the network or internet, and then try again. If the location still can't be found, it might have been moved or deleted. OK button. Pressed. Personal window. Names. Status. Navigation. Forward to recent locations button. Forward to sync. Recent. Up band toolbar. Toolbar. Pane. Address. Desktop 1 of 1. Dropbox 1 of 12.
Here's that drop down I was telling you. And you can go in here and you can just hit B.
Brandon check 3 of 12.
And then enter.
Brandon
and there's
window.
Your personal folder.
Wow.
3D.
See that?
Yeah.
Take row 3. Okay. Items view list. Jake 2 of 2. Items view list. Dots folder not selected 1 of 164.
Oh.
Date type edit file folder.
What's in here?
Dots. Selected.
Item. Why is that empty?
Items view list. Dot sync archive 2 of 164.
Oh
that's in there.
Delete folder. No. Yes. Pressed. Jake window. Dots fold. Counter for 2 of 163.
Oh man. Boom.
5% complete. 5%. Copying one item from Windows 10 ISO to Jake 5% complete grouping. Pause the operation
wow.
Checkbox read only not check pause the operation. 15%. 25%. 35%. 45%.
And this is nice because if I had to reinstall my OS or something,
55%.
I could sync all this from you, right?
Yeah.
And I can do it across PCs too.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah, because I'm going to be doing like an online math thing for my
65%.
Next trimester just to clear up what my dad was talking to me about, and I'm just going to see if it's accessible. Brandon, have you used online math websites? Have you? I've used them.
85%.
Have you?
Yes, they were interesting. I don't really remember what in.
85%.
Yeah, I think the one I'm going to be doing is called like Big Ideas or something, and I'm just going to see if it's accessible because I'll be taking math in my next trimester. Because this year I have a trimester system.
Items view list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Windows 10 home 64 bit. TH2 release.
Okay, so I've just
Windows 10 ISO window. Jake
so
Gross.
So at this point,
running.
And I'm also wondering how large this recording is going to be, because this is recording at 256 kbps MP3 in stereo. So
list with item.
So to see the status, you can hit from your homepage of the GUI. You can hit H.
Folders unshared, medium, black square, default folder, folder ID, default folder, path C. Users, Brandon Sink, global state 6506, 457, 1.53 GIB, local state 6506, 457, 1.53 GIB, shared with last scan 2017, 10-08, 17 hours, 26 minutes, and 50 seconds, pause, rescan, edit, up to date, medium, black square, Jake, folder ID, cat, HP, 5:28 PM.
So it will...
Unshared, default folder, heading level 4 button collapsed, up to date, Jake, heading level 4 button
so
collapsed.
So as you can see...
Expanded.
Up to date.
Button expanded, heading level 4J. Table with 7 rows and 2 columns, row 1 column 1 folder ID.
Isn't there a button that says rescan?
Row 3 global state. Row 4 local state. Row 5 shared with. Row 6 last scan. Row 7 latest change. Column 2 updated background dot wave. Folder ID call. Row 6 last scan. Column 2 2017 10-08 17 hours 27 minutes and 50 seconds. Up to date Jake, heading level 4 button expanded. Collapsed. Unshared, up to date Jake, heading level.
So I'm going to refresh the view.
Refreshed.
To navigate. Do that, you can hit NBA F5, and it'll just kind of refresh the document in the buffer.
Yeah.
Folders unshared, up to date Jake, heading level 4 button collapsed.
Still saying.
5:29 PM. Expanded. Button expanded, heading level 4 Jake. Table with 7 rows and 2. Row 2. Row 7 latest change. Column 2 updated background dot wave. Fold row 6 last scan. Column 2 2017 10-08 17 hours 28 minutes and 38 seconds.
Okay, maybe this will take a minute for it to...
Folder ID column 1 last scan. Column 2 2017 10-08 17 hours 28 minutes and 38 seconds. Up to date Jake, heading level 4 button expanded. Collapsed. Button collapsed, heading level 4 Jake. Button pause all. Button collapsed, heading level 4 Jake. Expanded. Table with 7 rows. Row 7 latest change. Row 6 last scan. Column 2 2017 10-08 17 hours 29 minutes and 30 seconds. Folder ID. Row 7 latest change. Column 2 updated background dot wave. Up to date Jake, heading level 4 button expanded. Collapsed.
I don't know why that's not showing the
navigate.
Status.
List with 3 items collapsed. Link English. Link help. Collapsed link actions. Out of list folders.
Let me see.
Unshared. Meet button collapsed. Unshared.
Item Windows 7 woof dot. What in the heck is with
no, random. It's not showing anything new in the folder.
Button collapsed, heading level 4 default folder. Button collapsed, heading level 4 up to date. Button collapsed, heading level 4 Jake. Button pause all. Button rescan all. Button add folder. Devices region, heading level 3 this device. Button expanded, heading table with 9 rows and download rate. Column 2 link 629B/S 1.46 GIB. Column row 2 upload rate. Column 2 link 691 KB slash S 93.7 miles B. Link 693 KB slash S 100 miles B.
Oh, it is doing stuff.
Local state.
Yeah.
Total. Row 3 13,014 900 and download rate. Column 1 local state. Total. Column 2 13,000 and RAM utilization. Row 4 89.2 miles B. CPU utilization. Row 5 1%. Listeners. Row 6 2/2. Discovery row 78/8, uptime row 8 1 hour 8 minutes, version row 9 B0 point, edge of table, out of, button collapsed, heading level 4 syncing, 33%, 3.31 GIB, heading level 3 remote devices, button collapsed, heading level 4 syncing, 33%, remote devices, Brandon desktop, this device, folders unshared, meet, unshared default, up to date Jake, heading level 4 button collapsed.
Okay, so what you have to do is, you have to... That was my bad. What you have to do to tell if it's syncing is hit H.
Devices
you'll
region
hear it
is
say device, and then you hit H.
Brandon desktop heading level 4 button expanded.
And then
remote devices heading level 3. Syncing 33%, 3.28 GIB. Data Jake PC heading level 4 button collapsed.
Now I can expand.
Expanded. Button expanded. Table with 5 rows and 2 columns. Row 1 column 1 download rate. Column 2 link 631B/S. 137 KB. Row 2 download rate. Column 1 upload rate. Column 2 link 692 KB/S. 151 miles B. Row 3 download rate. Column 1 address. Column 2 76. Row 4 download rate. Column 1 version. Column 2 V0. Row 5 download rate. Column 1 folders. Column 2 Jake. Out of table button pause. Button edit. Button global changes. Button add remote device. Navigation landmark list with 8 items.
So you should be able to see the same thing if you hit H in your thing.
Yeah.
Skype. virtual Rickel data Jake Skype DGM Joseph Brandon virtual data Jake PC sync out of list folders region folders heading left and shared default fold syncing 30%.
Syncing 30%.
Yep, and then if you check that later, it should say a different percentage. Or if you hit NVDA F5 to refresh the view.
Yeah.
Refreshed. Navigation landmark data. No pre-folder bunch. Syncing 30%.
Yeah, but I refreshed it and it still shows 30%, so.
But this does show that it is working, and this is a really big file, so you might want to refresh it in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But if I my status, I can tell you that.
Refreshed. Out of lit. Unshared. Up-to-date devices. Brandon death. Remote device. Syncing. 34%.
34%. So it is making progress.
Yeah, it'll be a while, so.
It will be a while, but, hey, at the same time, this is kind of like BT Sync. You know, it's based on your hard drive.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is that you don't have to forward ports. So, as far as the setup goes, you basically download the zip file, which we can put the link in the description of this recording. And then you'll get a file and you extract it. It's just a zip file that you go ahead and extract. Then you run the exe and you'll be presented with two things. You'll get that terminal thing, and then at the same time you will also get the GUI popping up in your browser. And you will be at a screen where you can see your devices and you can add new devices. And what's really cool is if somebody tries to add your device, you'll have to look on the page for it, but it will show you a notification and you can go ahead and accept it that way.
Yeah.
Which is really neat. So when you set up that folder, you chose to share it with my device, right, Jake?
Yeah, I did.
Yep, that's why I got that notification.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to add, or?
No, not really. I mean, I'll just put the download link in the description, and, yeah, that's
table with
pretty
rows
much
and Brandon Tyson it. Icon 2 of 7. Brandon Tyson, Jake, virtual recorder, I pause, stop.
So, I'm just going to stop this recording, so I will see you guys in the next one.